Peter, yes, it's true. There are some new positions that have been taken in the, you know, in the last maybe 3-4 months, but most especially in the last 3 months. That is June, July, and August, and I think even part of this month. And it's a process that troops allowing is going to continue. But for now, suffice to say that we have got at least one new position in the southwest and 2-3 new positions in the center of the city and another 3 in the northeast and north of the city.
What is the rationale behind this movement? People are speculating that AMISOM was literally forced by the insurgent increasing attacks to move to new positions.
The significance of this movement has absolutely nothing to do with you know, being squeezed by any group, any extremist group here. But rather that it is part of our mandate. The mandate talks about stabilizing the whole of Somalia, not stabilizing just the airport or Villa Somalia or the seaport. It talks about stabilizing Somalia. And what has been restraining us or restricting us from executing such a plan has always been shortage of troops. And as you know, the AU member states, heads of government and states met in Kampala and resolved that they were immediately going to, or rather they resolved that they authorized a deployment of 2,000 extra troops, and Uganda immediately, I think, pledged 1,000 troops and a deployment of quite a sizable figure, quite a big fraction of that 1,000 already in the mission area, and that is partly the group that is helping in getting into those new areas. The significance of it, most important, Peter, is that apart from fulfilling the mandate, as it were, it also helps in supporting the government to go into more areas, talk to the people, maybe conditions allowing, also provide more services to more people. But specifically for AMISOM, it is also an opportunity for us to expand on the humanitarian assistance that we have been offering to the people of Somalia. Any position that we go to and we establish ourselves, within a very short time, you get a lot of the Somalis moving closer to us to receive, among other things, the free medical air that we offer, the water, the little food that we can share with them if we can. But most importantly, I think the greater majority of the population of Mogadishu, and for that matter, all the people of Somalia, come close to us because of the security that goes with our presence anywhere. So, really, Peter, that is putting the situation in context.
Well, Major, the extremists have vowed to increase attacks. Last time, they launched attacks against the presidential palace and against AU troops, although AU troops were reportedly able to repel the attacks. Are you still going to keep your mandate despite this increasing attacks from the insurgents who have vowed to continuously step up the attacks on AMISOM?
The seemingly escalation, or the apparent escalation of violence during the month of Ramadan was expected. It was expected, and we prepared for it. And at some other opportunities, I've talked about our ability to tighten up the access to the AMISOM institutions, the government installations, and so on. And that obviously led them to look for soft targets. And that's what has been happening. If you remember Hotel Muna, that offers partly the explanation of why they had to go for soft targets. So, apart from our preparation to repair them during that month or during the period of Ramadan, AMISOM will continue to be vigilant. AMISOM will continue to play its role in offering the services that we are expected to offer.
So, Major, the insurgents have said that they will turn Mogadishu and indeed Somalia into a graveyard if there is an increase in troops. What are you doing? What is AMISOM doing in this regard?
for the last 3 years, every single period of Ramadan, there are always declarations, there are statements, there are ultimatum issued by those same groups. In the year 2008, the ultimatum was closure of the airport, of the international airport in Mogadishu. And we defeated them at that, and the airport was closed. In the Ramadan of 2009, the ultimatum, the declaration was that the leader of the extremists, Godane, instructed the government troops to lay down their arms or to hand over their arms to them, in order to the extremists, because whether they handed in the arms or not, the government was collapsing and they would be in state house in the next few hours, in the next few days at that time. This year, they said it was the end of AMISOM and, you know, their plans, or what they told the world, were that by the 28th, 27th of last month, of the month of August, they would be in state house and they would be having a government. We are now, today is the 6th, and I'm not aware that they have made any significant movement. On the contrary, those positions that we talked about earlier do demonstrate that they have lost quite a number of positions. They have also lost, from the information available, they have lost a number of fighters. They have got quite heavy casualties. And obviously, I don't think that is a gain on their part. It's not a gain in relation to the promises they made or the declaration they made. And so I think people need to take their statements with a pinch of salt. It is some just propaganda. It is a way of giving morale to their fighters, but it is not translated to real military actions on the ground. And let's also not forget that there are quite, sharp differences between the two extremist groups, that's Al-Shabaab and Hizb Islam. And maybe some of those statements they make are intended to divert the population, their fighters and so on, from their own internal wrangles to thinking that they are possibly making advances. As AMISOM, we are not worried about their statements. We take precautions when they make them, because sometimes they can be able to execute them. And sometimes when they execute them, then of course it is the civilian population that suffers. And yet, as you know, we are here to help the civilian population. We are here to help all the Somalis attain security and peace. So, yes, we take their threats, we take their statements seriously, but I don't think your listeners or the international community need to take, very serious concerns from their statements. We should take concerns in that, because they are operated by international terror networks, they can translate them not only here in Somalia, but anywhere else in the world. And, you know, for terrorists, you don't need more than one person. You can have just one person destroying 100. That's the challenge that we are facing.